Well, today is a special day in the life of the church. It's an opportunity for us to celebrate what we call around here Power of One Sunday. Now, we've been in this series called Power of One, but you may notice that the graphic is a little bit different. And that's important and intentional because today is so special because it's a day that we celebrate mission and ministry in the church. In fact, Power of One is the mechanism that we use to raise necessary funds for our mission and ministry for Trinity Church. I want to start by actually sharing with you a powerful story about the power of one person. It actually begins, it's the story of London stockbroker Sir Nicholas Winton. Now, Sir Nicholas Winton was one of the heroes of World War II that nobody's ever heard of. In fact, it was a 50-year gap from when Nicholas was serving in this incredible capacity that you're going to hear about to when it became a reality that it was him that was the hero of the story. Now, what's incredible is it actually all started on a ski trip to Switzerland in 1938. His life took a turn when he actually met up with a friend who was living in Prague at the time. Now, his friend was actually working for the British Committee for Refugees. And when Nicholas saw the conditions of the refugees that were coming out of pre-war torn Germany, he was overwhelmed with the necessity to place many children in homes in order to rescue them from what would later become the Holocaust. Now, it was sitting at a kitchen table in a hotel room in Switzerland that Sir Nicholas Winton was able to rescue 669 children. That number is staggering. These were all now considered Holocaust survivors from Nazi Germany. And among the children would many grow to become notable mathematicians, politicians, filmmakers, authors, and more. And again, like I said earlier, it wasn't until 50 years later and 50 years after the war that the BBC discovered that it was Nicholas Winton who was the head of this relocation process. CBS World News declared Winton proof that one person can make a difference. Nicholas Winton didn't wake up one day and say, "I'm going to save 669 children from the Holocaust." It started with one child and another and another and another. You see, that's the power of one. One person, one vision, one day, one decision, one prayer has the ability to move the needle for God's kingdom. It's one person believing that they can make a difference. It's that one united vision that God entrusts to his people and that they can trust to one another to again be on mission for him in the world. It's $1 and another and another that moves the needle for missions and ministry in the church. You see, Sir Nicholas Winton didn't know how much impact that he would have, but he saw the need and he did something about it. That's what Power of One is all about. You see, Power of One is based on the words of Jesus that are found in Acts 1:8. "But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you, and you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, throughout Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth." Now, you might be asking, why is this significant to us? Obviously, Jesus was talking to the disciples and he's telling them to go into Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth. Well, all of these were not just physical places, but they were representation of places that Jesus was calling his disciples to go to. One of the areas and the places that we feel led as a church to go to is called the Fox Valley region. It's the region of DuPage, Kane, and McHenry County in Illinois. Now, based on the current census data of the Fox Valley region, there are 583,685 people that would be considered nuns. These are people that have no religious and no church affiliation. What we say around here is that we will give you 583,685 reasons why power of one is important. We'll give you 583,685 reasons why we are called to go into the Fox Valley area, to be the hands and feet of Jesus in the world, to join with Jesus, who's already on mission in these areas, working with these people in order to meet them where they are and to join him in living out the mission in the world. So I want to go back to that scripture, Acts 1, verse 8. As Jesus is ascending from heaven, he spent 40 days with the disciples, and now he's going to teach them what life is going to be like outside of that time period where he was on earth. He is about to leave earth and say that the counselor, one that's greater than he, another one must come. And so what he was limited to do in the body, he would be unlimited to do by the Holy Spirit. So in verse 8, he says, but you will receive power. The word power here is broken down into the Greek called dynamo. Now, it is where we get the word dynamite. And it's so important for us to remember that the power that we will receive, it doesn't say we might receive it. It says when we receive this power, it will be by the Holy Spirit, and it will be when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. Look how often, even in the first line, it says you, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes upon you. And you will be my witnesses, telling people about me everywhere in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. Now, Jerusalem would have consisted of their local area. It would have been a comfortable area for the disciples. They could wrap their head around being the hands and feet of Jesus in Jerusalem because they were familiar with Jerusalem. But then Jesus throws a big wrench in the works and he says, and all throughout Judea. And they're like, whoa, 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 whoa. What do you mean, Jesus, Judea? And they could see the process and going into Judea, but it was a little bit of a stretch. And then he really throws a big wrench in the works and he says, Samaria. Now, the disciples had already traveled with Jesus throughout the area of Samaria. They had seen the incredible works that Jesus was able to accomplish in Samaria, and the fact that he told them over and over again that the Samaritans had equal value to the kingdom as the Jews. And still, they probably would have been really concerned and really confused. So Samaria represents the places that they don't necessarily want to go, but they know that they have to. Or it represents the places where you can't go, but you need other people that are already going for you to support the work that they're doing. And then finally, the ends of the earth. Now for them, the ends of the earth wasn't too far away. Wasn't the way that we imagine it, as the ends of the earth is the globe. For them, in their context, the ends of the earth would be Asia. It would be present-day Turkey, Macedonia, these areas that would be considered to them almost the ends of the earth. But they knew that they needed to take the gospel message, the message of Christ's death and resurrection, to the ends of the earth. So for us, we break down power of one into those areas. We have our own Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the ends of the earth. So what I would like to do now is just kind of walk through that with you. Our Jerusalem ministries that we're going to support through Power of One, and again, raising funds in order for these ministries to happen. Now, again, this goes beyond what we're already doing through our budgets and through our operating expenses. And this does not include using tithes as our resource. This is all offering. Any money that comes in for Power of One is immediately designated only to be used for Power of One, which means every penny is only used for mission and ministry. It can't be used for anything else. It doesn't keep the lights on. It doesn't keep the water running. It doesn't keep, utilities or paying the staff. It literally can only be used for ministries that are designated. And so we designate at the beginning of each year of our Power of One year, our Jerusalem ministries. And those include Benevolence, Hesed House, and our growing food ministry. Now, benevolence is a great opportunity for us to care for our own congregation and our community. We do a lot for benevolence for people that come in and they just are down on their luck, or they need an extra hand, or they need some help, and we help them out. And we always want to make sure that our ministry is not toxic, so we do have everybody who comes in the door fill out a benevolence application. We have a committee that sits down with the application, reviews it, and then makes a recommendation of how much financially we can support. And so benevolence is a really key area that we need to raise these funds in order to continue to care for folks in our own congregation and also those in our community. Hesed House is the local homeless shelter in the city of Aurora. And they do incredible ministry and incredible work reaching out not only to the city of Aurora, but also the Fox Valley region and Northern Illinois. And so we support Hesed House through our ministry on the fifth Friday of every month, where there's five Fridays. We end up serving all of the guests food for dinner and then breakfast and lunch the next day. Well, this obviously takes resources. It takes manpower and it takes financial resources. So we budgeted $2,000 this year in order for us to know that we have $500 per time that we're going to be supporting supporting Hesed House, and we will be utilizing those resources to pay for the food that's going to take in order to feed the guests of Hesed House. So then our food ministry. Now, this is a growing ministry for Trinity, and there are things that that we need to consider. We're considering having to increase the size of our freezer because we are getting more food donated. We're considering also increasing the size of the location that we can actually receive more food donations and non-perishable items in order to keep advancing the food ministry. So we wanted to designate some funding towards the food ministry in order to continue that ministry to move forward. So that's our Jerusalem ministries. Now let me talk to you about our Judea ministries. For us, Judea is kind of is the district. So we are one of 84 churches on the Chicago Central District, and it stretches from the border of Wisconsin as far south to Danville, Illinois, and then as far west as Sandwich, Illinois. So it's not a very wide strip of land in northeast Illinois, but it's a very long strip. And so in that, there are opportunities for us to partner with ministries. One of those ministries is the District Pastoral Support Fund. We have the opportunity each year during Christmas to send a gift to a pastor to help them participate in Christmas. And so we designate $500 every year to do that. And then also Everyone Cares Camp. We've had the privilege over the last couple of years to support Everyone Cares Camp and actually purchase the shirts that they utilize for the camp. And so we are designating funds once again to support Everyone Cares Camp. Even though it's going to look a little bit different this year, we are going to make sure that those the adults and children that participate in Everyone Cares Camp will have a shirt. The other cool thing about EC Camp is it is for adult and children with disabilities, and in order for them to experience camp in a special way. So it's a really unique and really cool thing that we get to participate in. Now, Samaria. As you heard me share from Acts 1a, Samaria is the places that either you don't want to go or you can't go. And for us, it's not about where we don't want to go, but it's that there are ministries around us that are doing a phenomenal job caring for people that we wouldn't necessarily have the opportunity to interface with. So our Samaria ministries this year actually have grown. And some of those include the Naperville Police Department Chaplain Association. So many of you are aware, I'm actually a chaplain with our local police department here in Naperville. And so I know where the funding from churches, local churches in the area, the difference that it makes, the resources that we as chaplains have at our disposal to care for the people of our community that actually the police department doesn't have the opportunity to do, but because we're an association of the police department, we can. And so that includes hotel stays for women that are trying to get out of desperate situations. It includes feeding those who are, needing an extra meal. And actually, when there's apartment fires or house fires in the city, we come alongside and we help to provide the initial support that's needed before an organization like the Red Cross comes in. There's so many different ways that the Chaplain Association has come alongside our community. One of those ways is to support ministry. It's a ministry to us, but it's a program through the police department called Connect for Life. And so these are really incredible funds, and local churches is really what helps drive that. So we want to be a church that also supports the work of the chaplains. And then Naomi's House. Naomi's House is for women who are coming out and being rescued out of a sex trafficking situation. And so we are the official prayer partner church for Naomi's House. But just like we did during our 12 Days of Christmas initiative, we want to also give a financial gift as well for them to use throughout the year. Now, it might not seem like much, but it is a significant gift for them to be able to use, considering they're raising funds currently because they are going to be opening, we pray, another location in another city close to us. So I can't give specific details, of course, because it is it needs to be kept confidential. Hope for Tomorrow, which is a ministry that we've supported for years in Aurora, and they have a veterans home that we actually helped to rebuild a deck for accessibility, especially for the veterans that have disabilities and physical disabilities. But then also they help to place folks who are struggling with addiction and recovery, and to get them back on their feet. So we love Hope for Tomorrow, and we have a great connection with this incredible ministry. This DuPage County Jail, our CR ministry that's currently happening there, we are allocating $3,000 on purpose, and I want to share with you why. It's because we actually are meeting the need of 15 inmates over 15 weeks. And during that time, we walk them through the entire Celebrate Recovery ministry. Now, we also want to be able to give them a book for a resource as well as a Bible. So what we've decided is what we can do throughout a year, knowing that we have a limited amount of time with each inmate, is we want to designate $50 per inmate that will give them the curriculum they need for Celebrate Recovery, a book of Pastor Chris's choosing that he wants to gift to them, and then also a Bible. So that will translate to about $3,000 for the year. So again, Power of One will help to continue to fuel the ministry in the DuPage County Jail. And then last but not least, Appalachia Reach Out. Now, Appalachia Reach Out is a division of the Turkey Creek Church of the Nazarene in Martin County, Kentucky. And our friends, Dwayne and Bethany Mills, Dwayne was the former pastor at Turkey Creek, now is the executive director of Appalachia Reach Out. And each year, we have the opportunity to supply backpacks for all the school children in Martin County. And so it is a huge endeavor, and it is one that they are so blown away every year that there is a church in Illinois that sends down these drawstring bags for them to use throughout the entire year. In fact, the resource teachers, if their bags left over at the end of their back to school gathering, they kind of they fight over them because it is such an incredible resource to them. And so we again want to continue to support Appalachia Reach Out. Now, last but not least, I want to talk to you about the ends of the earth. For us, ends of the earth is a significant portion of our Power of One giving. And that's because we are the Church of the Nazarene, and we support global missions. And the World Evangelism Fund that we desire to raise this year is $27,000. Now, a lot of people wonder, what is the World Evangelism Fund? Well, in order to be able to communicate that even more effectively than what I can just share, just speaking it to you, I want to turn your attention to this brief video that will give you more information.
Nazarene Missions is a movement of God through the people of God. This movement is funded through the generous, sacrificial giving of people and churches throughout the world. World Evangelism Giving is the foundation for discovering, developing, and resourcing our missions organization and has enabled the Church of the Nazarene to spread the good news of Jesus Christ to unreached people and places. It is the cornerstone of our denomination's missional funding, with the largest portion of giving going to missions work in the Nazarene regions. These funds enable the regions to effectively implement church planting and discipleship strategies through local churches and ministries. Every church and individual in our denomination participates with their financial contributions to world evangelism, binding us together with a unified purpose and vision. Because of your giving, the Church of the Nazarene is able to develop and sustain worldwide communication, technology support, and new mission programs. All Nazarene missionaries, regardless of deployment status, benefit from the Missions Foundation created by World Evangelism Giving. Each missionary receives support, such as funding, insurance, and missionary care. Nazarene Missions International, Nazarene Youth International, Work and Witness, Global Missions, and many other ministries are supported by World Evangelism Giving. Independently funded ministries like Nazarene Compassionate Ministries, Jesus Film Harvest Partners, and World Mission Broadcast also benefit from the infrastructure it sustains. Through your giving, new churches worldwide are able to make an impact in their community. Those funds also train and equip pastors and church leaders in these churches. Pastors like Rafi, who fulfilled his call to ministry after escaping war-torn Syria. Today, Rafi and his mother Lena have started two Arabic-speaking churches in Poland. Your giving funds clergy development and ordination in the Church of the Nazarene and makes holiness education available worldwide through Nazarene institutions of higher education. Your giving provides resources and literature in more than 90 languages to churches all over the world. This includes resources for pastors and Bible-based teaching materials for children, youth, and adults. Because of your giving, schools like the Armstrong Primary School in Côte d'Ivoire are impacting their community. School children are being taught Christian values, and the students and their families are being reached for the Lord. In Mark 12, we see the beautiful example of a widow giving abundantly. Jesus calls his disciples and points her out as the one who gave the most, because she gave all. Our focus is not on how much we give. We give because we believe in a missional God who is at work through our Nazarene missionaries, reaching places and people we can't even imagine. We believe in a God who moves. And that belief, deeply seated in our hearts, moves us to give. We are a global church, a generous church, participating in the transformational love of Jesus Christ in our local communities. Together, through our World Evangelism Giving, we share Christ's love with the world.
What a great example of what God can do through a local church that has a global impact. And so the other family that I want to share with you is the Woodley family. And the Woodleys are an important family to us. They have local ties here in Naperville, and they serve as so Matt Woodley is the doctor, one of the doctors at Kujip Hospital, which is a Nazarene hospital in Papua New Guinea. And we support them being on the field. So above and beyond our World Evangelism Fund, we want to designate $500 a month that goes directly to the Woodleys in order for them to continue to operate in this incredible and vital ministry in Papua New Guinea. So the last but not least, we have child sponsorship. And child sponsorship is through Nazarene Compassionate Ministries. And the church has the opportunity to actually partner with four different children. And so we're excited to be able to continue to offer that as well. But as we talked about, all of this takes funding. And I want to share with you now that our goal for Power of One is $50,000. Now, we believe that this goal is obtainable, but we also believe that it's going to take God. We want to stretch our faith. And we want to have faith to believe that all of the things that God has placed in our heart and the relationships that we've already created, the partnerships that we already have, and continuing the ministry and the partnerships of those in our local community, it all will take the funding and we'll need to get to $50,000. I want to share with you that again, we believe that we can get there, but if we don't, then that means that we're not going to be able to fund some of these ministries, and we're not going to be able to fund some of these partnerships. So I want to share with you now, just briefly, how you can give today to Power of One. In fact, one of the easiest ways is to simply text the word give to the number that's listed right here on the screen. This is a text giving number that you simply just need to text the word give, and then it will come back with prompts. And when it does, you'll just put P-O-1 and then the amount that you would like to give. That is one of the easiest ways that you can begin giving today. But there is also the ability for you to give online. It's just that easy. It's an opportunity for you to partner with Trinity as we continue to advance God's kingdom through initiatives and partnerships and ministries. Without the funding, we're not going to be able to do some of these, and that breaks my heart. So let's press forward. Let's sacrificially give. Let's meet Jesus in the world, and knowing that we can't be everywhere, but we can partner and we can move with Christ as he moves into the world. So I would like to just kind of close with a word of prayer. And then as we do each time that we're together, we're going to end with a blessing. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I thank you for days like today. I thank you for ministries like Power of One. Lord, I'm thankful that we are just one, but we are mighty when we link arms together, and especially when we link arms with you. Lord, I pray right now that your hand would be upon the ministries and the programs that we have mentioned today. Lord, I pray that with your help and knowing that the significance of the goal and the amount that we're looking to raise, Lord, that you would infuse that into people that they would sacrificially give. Lord, I ask that we would be richly blessed, not by the amount, but by the sacrificial heart. Lord, I thank you for what you're going to do this year through Power of One. I thank you for the ministries that are going to be birthed. I thank you for the missions that are going to be launched. I thank you, Lord, for the missionaries that are going to be encouraged, and especially, Lord, for the ministry leaders and partner leaders in our area and community that are going to be blown away by the generosity of a group of people who have gathered together and call themselves Trinity. Lord, I pray that you would have your way among us, and that there would be no time that we would think less of ourselves, because you who began a good work in us will see it unto completion. So again, Lord, we praise you and we give you thanks today. And in your name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, as we do each time we're together, I want to close with the blessing. And the opportunity today is to encourage you during your week. And so I just would ask if you are at a place where you can, just to extend your hands and to receive this blessing over your week. And as you know it, I encourage you to say it with me, or you can follow right along on the screen. And now may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord turn his face towards you and give you peace. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen and amen. You are sent.